Hachette Audio presents Snake Oil, The Art of Healing and Truth-Telling, written and read by Becca Stevens.
Kudzu Madonna. A kudzu Madonna on the side of a highway calls to searching pilgrims in need of a sign. Draped in the abundance of earth, she is a vision holding out her healing hand. Her forgiving nature is our first healer, and she dispenses her gifts like grace. Her flowers, trees, and hidden treasures are offerings from her sacred heart. There are mysteries in the weeds that make the world a mystical place. There is truth in the grass and clover that covers the whole earth with a healing balm. Introduction. A snake oil salesman. It's kind of like selling snake oils. The words slipped out of my mouth before I could take them back. Did I really just say that out loud? Being a luncheon speaker is never easy. You're competing with grumbling bellies, clanking forks, and drifting eyes daydreaming about sneaking out early. This noontime gathering for a group of booksellers in Chicago was no exception. I was sharing the story behind Thistle Farms, a not-for-profit women's social enterprise based in Nashville, Tennessee that employs almost 4 dozen women. The organization began in 2001 as a program of Magdalene, residential communities that stand in solidarity with women who have survived lives of trafficking, addiction, and prostitution. I explained that for the past 12 years we've made all-natural bath and body care products that we sell with the tagline, Love Heals. While describing one of the products to the audience, I blurted out, "We basically take the ingredients used in your salad dressing, mix them into a body balm, say a prayer over the blend, and sell the concoction as a healing salve. It's kind of like selling snake oils." In front of 500 strangers, I compared myself to a snake oil salesman. The words slipped out, and I quickly moved on with the speech. And I'm not sure if anyone paid much attention between finishing the salad and waiting on the entree. But those accidental words meant something to me. Sometimes a passing thought seems to come from nowhere, but upon reflection provides a spark of insight on an idea that has been germinating for years. I knew I wasn't the stereotypical portrait of a snake oil salesman selling mixtures out of a dilapidated cart at a state fair. I'm more of a modern, social justice-driven version. I select time-tested homemade concoctions and tonics, mix them into an enterprise to help women and market.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?